tainted love. Whoa.
You're probably off.
Probably.
But it's okay. Welcome to the covers edition of
the podcast.
That's what the name was. I couldn't remember for a second. So that is Mr.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
He's my cousin, actually.
Oh, really?
No.
No. Oh, really? Because my cousin was Charles Manson.
Yeah. Maybe we're related distantly.
Yeah. Well, I think my cow had sex with your cow. And had cow sex babies. That's inappropriate. So, speaking of inappropriate, we're going to completely change the format up today. You know what? I think we've earned it. It's all about us today. We have so many covers that we want to impart upon you that we basically just said screw requests.
We're not playing any requests.
Yeah. Sorry for everybody who sent it in. But it's okay because we still love everyone and there'll be more time for requests other times. And so I'm sorry, James. I know you're kind of a new listener and you wanted to get a cool request in. But it's okay. I promise you guys won't be disappointed. And we're gonna just keep on moving right along here. I think normally we talk till the end of the first song. I mean, we're still not even there yet. What else do you want to say?
Displace me.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Okay.
A week from yesterday, Saturday the 28th. Sign up online. If you live in Nashville, sign up for the one in Hendersonville in Nashville. If you live in Texas, sign up for the one in Austin. It's gonna be amazing. InvisibleChildren.com/displace.
If you live in Alaska, you're not gonna be finding any children. So, sorry. That's it. You live in Alaska for crying out loud. And you're listening to us. Go cut some holes in some ice and something or something.
Chase's first.
Make some fish. Anyway, yes, I'm going to go first. I'm trying to decide what I want to do. I think I'm going to do first. I decided to do my favorite one last. I'm going to do a cover of Third Eye Blind, which of course is my favorite band. I'm going to do Wounded by He Is Legend. Now, I'm not a fan of this kind of music at all, hardcore, whatever. I don't want to even get into it. But I've always said I wish there was just a hardcore band that all they did was insanely weird, random covers. And this would definitely be on the album. I've heard they've done a covers album, but I can't figure it out. Anyway, this is Wounded by He Is Legend. If you've never heard Wounded by Third Eye Blind, I encourage you to listen to the rear one real quick. Pause us and scroll down on your iPod, because I know you have Third Eye Blind, right? Everyone does, and everyone should. It's on the Blue Album. Listen to it. And now listen to my song right now.
Down like we used to, you're the man. you tighter. Nervous flicks on a lighter. Boots, your pissed off poets and your women's groove. Friends with you, we should've known this fool, but I guess we missed the mark. Still my fingers catch the sparks at the thought of them touching you when you're wounded.
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everyone heard.
Me too.
So why don't you tell? We're not going to talk a lot this time because we just want to give a lot of covers out. So,
for my first cover of the evening, I'm going to do...
It could be the morning.
Float On by Modest Mouse, covered by Goldspot. I actually know nothing about Goldspot.
Neither do I, so you can find this, I think, on OC Mix number 6.
All I know is I got this cover from Chase. And I like it a lot.
So, is that all you need to be said?
Yeah.
Or you need to say.
Here it is.
I said it wrong.
I backed my car into a cop car the other day. And he drove off. Sometimes life's okay. I ran my mouth off a bit too much, or what did I say? You laughed it off, it was all okay. And we all float on, okay. Yeah, we all float on, okay. Yeah, we all float on, alright. Already we all float on, okay. Took my last dime with that scam. It was worth it to learn from sleight of hand. Bad news comes, don't you worry, even when it lands. Good news will work its way to all them plans. And we all float on, okay. Yeah, we all. Same day, we'll float on, okay. Bad news comes, don't you worry, even when it lands. Good news is on the way, and we all float on, okay. Yeah, we all float on, okay. Yeah, we all float on, now don't you worry.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
I will say, honestly, that OC mix, I think it is number 6, is all covers. And it's pretty cool. I like it. I don't know.
I've never watched CSC. Have you ever watched
CSC? No, I haven't watched it either. But, I mean, they've always done really good job, actually, with, you know, different music.
Like soundtrack. Like I heard Death Cab's on there a lot, which makes me very happy.
They have a lot of people on there a lot. The same woman who did the OC music supervision does Grey's Anatomy now.
And they have really good music on there, too.
No, they really do. They break people really well. But then they kind of fall by the wayside with how the audience is. They're like, oh, yay. And then, like, a couple months later, it doesn't matter. You know? I don't know. Besides Snow Patrol.
That's what you're saying.
So I'm going to move on quickly. I want to do this. I just found the other day. And, of course, you know, it's heart-shaped box, Nirvana, on Guitar Hero 2. That's the only reason he's picking it. No. But, yes. This is really cool. This is heart-shaped box covered by Love Drug, which I don't really like. I think his voice is kind of like a cat getting, you know, a prostate exam.
That's an interesting comparison.
I've witnessed a few of them.
Okay.
I've witnessed a few prostate exams on cats. My dad was a vet in the Sudan.
Really?
Yeah.
How was your time over there?
It was pretty cool. I spent a lot of it being invisible.
Yeah? Did you hang out with other invisible children?
Yeah, I did.
That's good.
That's so stupid. Like we're really going to move on and stuff anyway. Here we go. Heart-shaped box by Love Drug, originally by... I'm not even going to tell you if you don't know, so just see it.
Priceless advice. cancer when you turn black. Hey, wait, I've got a new complaint. Forever dead to your priceless advice.
Oh, I like it because I like piano and I like covers. I like a lot of covers.
I like covers myself.
Oh, Peter, you're what the Spanish call el terrible. So, your turn, my friend.
What did I put down next?
Gin and Juice.
So this is a cover of Gin and Juice. I love rap covers. I love it when non-rappers do rap covers. I love Ben Folds' cover of that one song that I'm not gonna say the name of because
Jesus. It just ain't quit.
Chase's mom might listen.
You're a bad man.
I also love, you guys should check this out. I'm sure everyone's heard the Ben Folds cover, but you guys probably haven't heard the Nina Gordon cover of Straight Outta Compton. It's amazing.
Or Willie Mason covering Message, which, you know, Grandmaster Flash started the whole socially conscious rap thing back in the 70s. So, you guys should check those out. But anyway, we're really quiet right there. Do you see that? Hopefully people will hear us.
I'm sure they
will. People don't hear us anyway.
All right. So,
Gin and Juice?
Check out Nina Gordon Straight Outta Compton and check out this Gin and Juice by, who do we say they were by?
This is the Berlin something.
Another group I know nothing about.
Oh, I can look.
The Berlin Project.
Berlin Project. Here we go.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard news to feel double G, but I somehow, somewhere keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. Man, I'm kicking a little something for the cheese and make a few moves while I breeze. 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping cause my mom ain't home. Got the bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't even till 6 in the morning. What you gonna do? Well, I got a pocket full of rubbers in my home. Rolling down the street.
not my money and my money on my mind.
I ain't whistle.
Chase doesn't like bad words.
No, Chase doesn't. Let's clear that up.
That's okay. I don't blame you. Bad words are bad. It's just some really good songs happen to have bad words.
Oh, I completely understand. Music's music. But we have a 2-year-old listener out there.
I don't believe you.
They wrote me an email the other day.
You're lying.
No, it said, I'm terrible and I'm too. And that was it. That's all it said.
That is such a strange email.
I know. I traced the IP address, and it was none other than...
Alex Scott.
Yes. That's not... You know, I traced it to another one, but when I went back and retraced it, I had been wrong on the first one.
Oh. And it was Alex Scott. I was just guessing the Alex Scott.
And I don't care if I spelled Shutter wrong, you D-bag. All right.
Hey, Alex Scott was here the other day for the CMT Awards.
Yeah,
Chase got to meet Alex Scott.
Yeah, Alex.
And Jeff, our sweet mate, got to play Guitar Hero with him.
I did too!
Oh.
Anyway, Alex, branch out, learn to alternate strum. Moving on. I'm going to go with, in the same punky vein mood, with a little band named Zebrahead.
Woo!
Who, late 90s, early 2000s, I don't know, me and my friend Micah really were obsessed with. They're actually pretty good. Kind of crappy, too. Anyway, they're covering the seminal favorite, If You Want to Be My Lover by the Spice Girls. And that's all I got to say on it. It's pretty cool. Enjoy. I'll tell you what I want. Alex, I want your next cover.
I really, 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 really want a Ziggy Zigah. What's a Ziggy Zigah, Chase?
It's five lesbians in a girl pop group.
Who is your favorite Spice Girl?
Ginger. Ginger was a good-looking woman.
Was she called Ginger Spice?
Yeah, wasn't she?
Who the crap? I didn't even know that.
Ginger.
There's like sporty, ginger, scary, sporty,
scary,
baby,
and posh.
Ginger. Posh and yeah. Ginger. Yeah. Like all of them make sense except Ginger.
Jerry Howell? Is that right?
I don't know, but I mean like.
Was it Ginger?
Posh means cool. Baby means.
Should we
like,
look it up?
She was a little kid.
I'm going to look.
What? Scary was scary. She was my favorite.
The black chick?
Yeah. She was scary. And then sporty was sporty. How can you be... Wait, I even forgot her name.
They don't even list these things. Where
I bet they were up top.
No, they weren't!
Right there.
That's that.
That's their real names.
Jerry Halliwell. It'll say Jerry Halliwell.
How are you ginger spice? What is ginger? Maybe
ginger spice.
Maybe ginger's like a.
You owe me a tally.
No, I wasn't saying that she wasn't. I was just saying it was stupid.
I know.
Stupid.
I'm just being dumb.
Wait, do you think that maybe ginger is like a British word for something?
No.
Or like gingerly, like he gingerly opened the door. I don't know where that. You know, like she's very ginger.
Because everything else is like. Well, she's just
like
the
an
leader.
Adjective. Like everything else.
Well,
is
maybe
an adjective.
She's the spiciest. So I don't know.
Is ginger, is ginger a type of spice? There's ginger ale.
Well, duh, ginger's a type of spice.
Maybe she's the spice girl. And
that's
the
what
other
I'm
ones...
saying. Look, she's right in the middle of the group. I always saw her as the leader.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I like Posh too.
I think
she was
Scary.
Hot,
Scary
should have
been the leader.
With David Beckham. No.
Scary Spice. Bend it like Beckham.
And Baby was hot. This is disgusting.
That's
Why are we talking
disgusting.
About this? Let's move on.
Pedophile.
I'm just kidding. Speaking of other 90s acts, what's yours?
Mine is Ben Queller doing Ice Ice Baby. Because
they call like BK Ice Ice Baby.
It's an amazing cover. I don't know.
I'm finding it right now.
But it's
beautiful.
Yeah,
called
BK Baby. But it's great because he changes all the words and I love it. Not all the words, but most of them. All right, listen to it.
All right. Stop, collaborate, and listen. BK's back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Would it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn on the light and I'll glow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and watch me jump like a candle. Damn, yeah, I'm kicking that boom. I'm poisonous like a poisonous mushroom. If there is a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby, too cold, too cold. Ice, ice, baby, too cold, too cold. Rolling my grave Volvo with my rag top down so my hair can blow. Girlies on standby waiting just to say hi. Did I stop? No, I just rode by. Should I stop? Hey, I don't know. Turn on the light and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and watch me jump like a candle. Damn, yeah, I'm kicking that boom. I'm poisonous like a poisonous mushroom. A problem, baby, I will solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, ice, baby, too cold, too hold. Ice, ice, baby, too cold, too hold. Dr. Dre ain't got nothing on me, or the Snoop D-O-double-G.
You know you love that Ben Queller, baby.
I did. I thought it was pretty cool. All right. Now let's keep moving on. We're not going to get into Ben Queller and whether Ben was a British slang term for something else, maybe an adjective.
You know, there are a lot of really good musicians named Ben. Ben Folds, Ben Queller, Ben Gibbard.
Ben Waldrop.
Ben Waldrop. Who else is there? There's, there's so many others. What's the British, the Australian one? What is his name? Ben Lee.
Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin.
Jeff just poked his head in the door and said, "Breaking Benjamin." I think he's going to music hell for that.
That's funny. Oh, okay. From the stuff he listens to, Breaking Benjamin is handable. What?
Handable?
Handable Lecter. I know.
I was thinking, look at that, dude. High five.
Totally Jinx high five. The Todd, that's Scrubs, anyway. Yeah. That was for Jenny Lee. So I'm going to move on to my favorite. We saved our favorites for last. This is the man, the musical prodigy that we all know as Chris Thiele from the band Nickel Creek. The man.
Not to be confused with Nickelback, who sucks.
That's right, Roadrunner Records.
Sucks.
Watching you. Anyway, I'm doing Chris Thiele, and I've really, really, really wanted to play this song for a really long time, at like the intro or the outro, but I saved it for this one because I think it's so cool. He's covering Heart in a Cage by The Strokes, and it's just so cool, the little riff that he, you know, changes over to mandolin and stuff. And also, he does a lot of cool stuff. He also has a White Stripes cover and things like that that's pretty cool. Why are you doing that?
So I'm going to send you the image.
Which one?
The image.
Oh, you are? Oh, okay. So, here it is. Heart in a Cage by Chris Thiele, which is originally The Strokes, and I'm burping and I'm going to stop.
Oh.
it's in its cage.
So beautiful.
Really tight.
What do you want?
What? He wants the guitar.
You want the guitar? Okay.
Jeff wants the guitar.
Jeff, okay. You can say something.
That was such a great cover. Jeff, do you want to say anything to the millions upon millions of listeners? No! Wait, will you play the cover for us really quick, Jeff?
Yeah.
You know the cover I want you to play.
Everybody, listen to
you
this.
You know the cover I want you to play. The one you played in class.
You know. Ready? Okay. Let's see if it'll show
this
up.
This is our sweet mate Jeff playing a cover
Jeffrey
for
Coggins,
us.
Everyone. Story of two lovers. They met in a bar downtown. They knew their love was forbidden, but still. They met on a fateful night in June.
Are you still going?
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, I was. I had a pause. Still can be the end of a sentence.
Okay, that's great.
Okay. They met in one night in June. They shared summer love. But then, alas, came time to start middle school. I'm done. I can't finish that.
Thanks,
okay,
Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you later.
That was
great.
There's a hole in the back of your guitar. Get freaky with that thing. Oh, what? Shut the door.
That was Brokeback Mountain.
Well, let's hope you can hear it. Okay, so I'm sure you can hear it. We were standing in the back of the room and clipping on something.
Yeah, no, we'll be fine.
So maybe Mike will want to cover something then someday. Maybe. Anyway, your turn. Last one. Final one.
Like Chase's, this is my favorite, one of my favorite covers ever. Actually, my favorite cover ever was the...
Did you see I had this?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah, later. We really need to watch that.
I saw some of them.
Was the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory cover by Maroon 5, but we played that a couple podcasts ago. So, this is one of my second favorite, probably. And this is a Postal Service covering Suddenly Everything Has Changed by the Flaming Lips. Two of my favorite bands. Great song, great cover. And
off the soft bulletin.
Putting all the vegetables away that you bought at the grocery store today, and it goes fast. You think of the past. Suddenly everything has changed. Suddenly changed.
Flaming Lips, why are you not going to be Lollapalooza this year? Answer me, Wayne. Answer me.
Postal Service, why are you so amazing? Answer me, Ben. I'm going to go see Ben.
Hey, just saying answer me, Ben, is discrediting everybody else that helps with that project.
It's just one other person. Apologize. Well, sometimes it's...
No, it's three.
Sometimes it's... How can I not remember
Jenny Lewis.
Jenny Lewis, thank you.
And then Jimmy Tamborello?
I don't know how to say his last name.
Oh, okay. I'll Wikipedia it.
Anyway.
Here, tell them what we're doing.
Oh, yeah, the contest. We have a contest.
Oh, this one is not near as easy as the last one.
You guys, this is so hard. This is, like, I'll be so surprised if you even send in, like...
Yeah, Jimmy Tamborello.
You really should send something in, because it'll be great.
Chris Waller produced it, anyway. Played piano.
But, basically what we've done is taken the most covered song of the year, Rolling Stone's Song of the Year, Crazy, by Gnarls Barkley. And we've gotten all the covers we can find on the internet from CDs.
Actually, there's more. There really are more.
Well,
but
some of the better
ones.
They're
just kind of crummy.
And we've put them together to make...
It's pretty rough.
A really rough, crazy cover. Cover crazy. Crazy covered by crazy coverers. And your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to tell us...
What artists are featured in all these. Don't have to be in order or anything. As long as you can get the artist in there, it'll be all good. And if you're having a whole lot of trouble, let us know, and maybe we'll send out the list of the artists, and you have to match it to the section of the song or something
and
like that.
To get the list, though, you're going to have to be in our Facebook group. So if for some reason you want to participate and you're not in our Facebook group, get on Facebook.
Lauren, I know you probably don't have a Facebook.
Lauren, get one. James. They're free.
Lauren, I'll send it
or
to you
Or we
anyway,
can email it to you.
Because
yeah.
I think you're cool. And I loved your stairway, by the way. That was very impressive.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm serious. That sounds so condescending the way we just said that. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
no,
it was
awesome.
It was really good.
It really was fantastic.
Who was the chick singing? That wasn't you? That's...
No, it wasn't her.
She had pretty good voice.
Told me it wasn't her. Anyway. So, here is the contest for the covers. We'll call it Crazy Covers Contest.
Yeah, the Crazy Cover Contest.
Triple C.
Crazy covers.
So anyway, send your answers to untitledunbridled@gmail.com. I don't want to see a single thing with Facebook. Your phone!
That's
your
not my phone.
Yeah,
that
is
my phone.
It is your phone.
Sorry about that, guys. I got a text.
So send just who you think these people are. You can probably figure it out some way or another. There's 9 artists besides the original Gnarls Barkley, which starts off the first part. And so, take it away!
That I've come, I can die when I'm done. Maybe
that's really stinking hard.
Good luck.
I'm gonna give a hint. I'm pretty sure you've heard of everyone on here except maybe three of them. Now, I had heard of everybody but one of them.
I've heard of everybody except for...
That's the one I never heard of.
I never heard of them.
I'd heard of them, and you hadn't heard of them.
No, so, yeah, there's three I've never heard of.
Now, let me see. Now, what you should really get... I mean, of course you should get Gnarls Barkley, which is the first one. There's your first hint. The second one, you know who they are. The third one, you know who she is. And there's a tiebreaker here on the third part. The girl that's on the fourth part is guest vocaling on the third part. So if we have a tie, if you can guess who is on the fourth... If you can get the fourth, obviously you can get the tiebreaker with the third. I'm just confusing everyone. Anyway, do you want any more hints? I mean,
Sixth is really hard because it's live.
Yeah, and then the
ninth.
But
you know who they are.
The ninth really sucks. I mean, that's live and it's terrible, and I'm pretty sure... I will give you a clue. Dennis Leary, it's one of his favorite bands.
Really?
Yeah, I read that in E-Weekly one time. So, you ready to close out the show? What are we going to end with? So, let's do I Will Survive by Cake.
Very well-known cover because it was on their CD. Great cover. I love it when bands take a song and, like, all they do is keep the same lyrics and they change, like, so much more. And they didn't do that much with this song,
yeah,
but I feel like they did a lot. Like, they didn't change the music that much, but they did a lot. The Magic Numbers have some really good covers, and they change a whole lot, but I don't know.
Anyway. Flaming Lips always do great covers.
Yeah, Flaming Lips do great covers.
Some other ones that you might want to check out sometime. There's a song, too, by Blur, by My Chemical Romance. Muse doing Creep. One I was on the fence, I decided not to use it, is a live cover of Sunday Bloody Sunday by Radiohead, which is always really good. Let's see. Hotel California by the Cat Empire, which we've featured on here. Damien Rice doing When Doves Cry. That's good. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh, and Lily Allen doing my favorite Kaiser Chiefs song, Oh My God. That is a great cover. Weston Girls by My Morning Jacket. Rock Kills Kid doing Spoons, I Turn My Camera On. Anything else? Tally Hall does a great Smile Like You Mean It by the Covers. I mean, by
Killers.
Killers. Oh, my goodness. And, oh, my gosh. Okay, and then do we want to end with, where did it go? That? Do we want to end with that? Because we said we wanted to do that last week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what we're going to do right here, on the fly, we're going to end with Smells Like Teen Spirit by Paul Anka, which was
so good.
Jazz, loud.
This is so much better than the Cake cover anyway.
Yeah.
Screw the Cake cover.
Yeah, we forgot. We
you guys know the Cake cover.
Yeah, so look that up. You can find that one really easy.
It's on their CD.
On an album.
Yeah.
So we're going to give Nirvana another love here with Smells Like Teen Spirit by Paul Anka. We got a lot of... And then we did Tori Amos last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Smells Like
Teen Spirit. We like Nirvana. Spirit.
What can we say? They changed music. I don't know.
They did.
Yeah.
They started grunge.
Yeah, but look where grunge is now.
Well, it meshed with alternative to make a beautiful genre known as indie.
Oh, no, I don't think indie evolved from grunge. Indie's been around before grunge was.
Yeah, but I think grunge played a huge part in it.
I think grunge had an influence on the late 90s scene. Like, dare I say, like, Third Eye Blind and the Matchbox 20s and things like that.
The Matchbox 20s?
Yes. They're plural now because I said so. Anyway, I'm done. You done?
That's fair.
We're all done.
I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. I love you. Hey, go to DisplaceMe. Sign up. InvisibleChildren.com/DisplaceMe. Check it out.
And drink Ice Mountain spring water.
Yes.
Product placement. Where's my money? Product placement with Taco Bell. Enchirito. Mucho burrito.
Yeah.
Cutting pal. See ya.
Load up and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 how low. Hello, 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 how low. With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah. I'm worse at what I do best, and for this gift I do feel blessed. And our little group has always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 how low. It's less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido.
If Untitled and Unbridled is played in a forest and there's no one around to hear it, does it really make a sound?
Is there anyone around to hear it anyway?
Good point.